This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Farmer on the air, great voice and music from a fellow that is pretty identifiable with farming, I think, in a manner of speaking. I'm happy to have you listening to our American Family Farmer program. Who are the American Family Farmers? They are people like me. I'm an American Family Farmer. Raised Jersey replacement heifers, a lot of hay, sell a lot of ice cream. Have a lot of people on my farm teaching them about animals and about farming and grazing and all kinds of things that folks in suburban America don't have much connection to anymore. Such distance between the average person who's a consumer and where the food comes from. So that's why this program is devoted in essence, the family farmers and the businesses they run, but also the locavores who are able to understand that buying directly from the American Family Farmer, understanding what's going on in the American Family Farm, is very important. And there is such a problem, especially you hear me talking about dairy a lot, because there is a big problem in the American dairy industry. There's a new outfit that's come to my attention called Dairy Together, which is a movement which is supposed to help rebuild the dairy economy into something viable again, especially for those of us who are family farmers, many suburban communities, rural communities. So there are events being hosted across the country over the course of the summer, starting with June. Next month is Dairy Month. So the Dairy Together Roadshow is one of these events, educating farmers themselves, people who have stake in the industry, the people who use the product, about pathways toward market stabilization, because that's what we need. We've, thanks to the folks at Dairy Farmers of America, the Souza or Suiza family, I forget which, how you pronounce their name, but they're the ones who have ruined it for the, they've ruined it. Now, people will say, well, it's not really their fault. It's because farmers are always overproducing. When the prices go up, they buy more cows, milk more cows, get more milk, and that then depresses the cost of milk, or the what the farmers get out of it. Doesn't depress the cost at the store. It's still $5 for a gallon, and that's not a lot of money, frankly. But out of that, I think last week I was going through the numbers. I think it was $1.80 out of all of this money. The $1.80 goes to the farmer, $1.80 a gallon. And I remember selling raw milk on my farm. I stopped a few years ago, but for 7 or 8 years I sold it, and we got $11-$12 a gallon. We'd sell 100 more gallons a day of milk coming out of my cows. It was great, but it was very hard to keep up with the standards. It was good because it made me a better farmer, but it was hard because people who don't know anything other than what they learned in school don't have a practical way of applying what we're doing to the health and wellness of the American people. So anyway, back to Dairy Together. If you go to dairytogether.com, you'll see what the research is like, what they're going to do to get the government to change the federal milk order system. Needs to be reformed. It's ridiculous. It's an absolute abysmal, it's a recognition of how a few people control another business, like farming, like dairy farming. So we've got to figure out how, not just to get short-term relief, emergency relief like we do, you know, that's what we're talking about now in the farm bill and that sort of thing, but how do we fix the problem? I'm going to give you an example of how one family has dealt with the problem. You know, the American Family Farm. We have two new affiliates, by the way, this week. Thank you for being here. Now we have about 250 affiliates around the country. And don't forget our podcast, The American Family Farmer, as well, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, where we have quick snippets of the conversations with these various industry leaders and people who are like our guest today. In fact, Ellie Sims, who runs the Bee Corporation. Wait till you hear her story. This is another great idea for people to make their farms more viable. I read the story of Hilda Fisk Haynes and Steve Haynes last year. They operate the Fisk Haynes Farm in Danby, Vermont. Hilda's father purchased these farms. They've been on the farm, or the family's been on the farm since 1950. They have 250 acres of land that they manage. They milk about 80 Holsteins, and they ship the milk to DFA, and that's where the problem begins and sometimes ends for people. They wanted to read the story about them discussing the ideas they had on rotational grazing. They did a lot of experimenting with it, moving the cows between a handful of pastures, 20 acres at a time. They, at first, didn't understand the logistics, but they managed to fix the fences, and every year they'd check in and be able to. They cleared a few more acres every winter, so they had a few more acres for rotational grazing. They have now about 60, 70 acres in rotation, and so it's really interesting to see now. You can go across to people that are doing this rotational grazing. They use this poly wire fencing around the hay fields and around the pastures. And so they use the pasture sometimes they'll use the ground for pasturing, and then they get hay off of it later on in the season. And the thing, labor-intensive fencing, I know I've got my guys working on the fencing now, but this stuff is so easy to move around. I keep the cows, they go on one side for a while, and then they go on another side, and I let the pastures come back again. But grazing is a very important part of how the new dairy industry needs to run. People now are conscious of the quality of the milk, and they know that the crap that comes from these huge farms, 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 cows, is just that. So here's a wonderful way for you to promote how different you are if you're a dairy person. And in some cases, you cooperate. You see some of these, especially here in the Northeast, we see a dozen farms, 13, 14 farms get together. They form a little co-op. And they bottle their own milk, and they have a unique brand, and they promote it, and they do much better. They get a lot better because people want this. They know that the stuff that comes from DFA is garbage. And if you don't know, then it doesn't make any difference. But if you do know and you understand it, you know how great it is to see people focusing on what they're feeding, what the cows are eating, and how they, even if they are selling most of the milk to DFA, there are different. I'm looking at some pasture that these cows are in and how healthy the cows look. Fast, the old story about greener pastures. Well, maybe it's true. This family says their cows are stronger, their feet, they're just healthier animals. They're having the animals graze cover crops in the spring, and then they plow them in. Animals have been on the, there's great manure. There's all kinds of stuff. But there, everywhere you look, there are people who are trying now to save the dairy industry, which is so important. It certainly is my heritage, and I hope that folks like this farm in Vermont continue to find an upward curve, because hard on 80 cows to do it. It really is. So good luck to them. Good luck to you if you're moving along. Ellie Sims is going to join us from the Bee Corporation after I tell you about how, as you're farming knees and back and joints and hips, you get a little achier all the time, because hard work. Farming is tough work. If it's the kind of farming that I do, anyway, it's tough on your joints, tough on your back. If you've got aches all over your body, you might want to try Sierracil. It's a company that's put together, well, they've got a number of products. They've got animal products for dogs and stuff, but this one is one you should try for yourself. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Sierrasil Joint Formula 14 guarantees you'll feel better in 14 days or you get your money back. So let's get started. Feel like I do now. Joint Formula 14 will get to work on you 4 or 5 days and you'll feel the difference. Your knees, your back, your hips, all the joints. Don't let them hold you back. Find out more at achefree.live. Take advantage of the special deal. Get it now. $27.99 a bottle. Get those capsules. Sierrasil guarantees it works or you get your money back. Check it out at achefree.live.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV, real news for real people.
This is brought to you by AbbVie. May is Hepatitis Awareness Month, yet many of the approximately 3.4 million Americans infected with chronic hepatitis C may not be aware of the damage the disease can cause. Dr. Julio Gutierrez.
Many people with chronic hepatitis C may not feel any symptoms, but what they're also not feeling is the possible long-term damage the virus may be causing.
If you've been diagnosed with hepatitis C, talk to your doctor about your options. Find out more at hepc.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I'm going to ask Ms. Sims to hold on for a second because I have a postscript to the conversation we were just having about livestock welfare and how to make the animals more productive, the cows. Somebody sent me a quick note, asked me if I knew anything about silvopasture, S-I-L-V-O, silvopasture, and how cows perform using, this is a way to keep the cows cool and productive in the summertime. We all know in the summer cows suffer with the heat, and so does the amount of milk you get out of them because they're working hard, they're eating, and trying to keep themselves cool at the same time. So, and oftentimes pasture forages go down in quality during the summer. So this is somebody in agricultural research in the Piedmont region has come up with this way of opening up pastures, for sure, and using trees. And they, not only cattle, but sheep apparently are using this as well. So I pass it along to you because I want always to, I don't know that much about it myself. I'm going to read up on it for sure. But we all know how important grasses are, fescue and that sort of thing, forages. And they do well in cooler places that sometimes are a little more moist, and that would be under trees. And so it might be, if you want to look for something that might be a direct benefit to you, and depending on what sort of pasture you have for the cows, I know this would work great for me because I have a lot of wooded area where the cows go. It also protects them from the weather in all seasons. So again, to check it out, Silvo Pasture, S-I-L-V-O Pasture. You might Google that and see what can do what it can do for you. All right, in a moment we talk about bees here on the American Family Farmer.
Hunt hikers, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown, we got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer.
Here's to the farmer. Farmer is our focus, the American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to listen to the podcast every week, the American Family Farmer Show. Thousands of people do that because they can't listen to the program. This airs in a number of markets, a number of different times during the week, and then the podcast, hopefully, between one of those opportunities you have to listen, you'll be able to catch up on some of the news and ideas that we have here. Ellie Sims is the CEO of the B Corporation. She grew up in a number of cities across the Midwest, also resided in Canada for a while. She was born in St. Louis. She completed her master's degree with a concentration in information systems from Indiana University. She grew her love for beekeeping by starting a beekeeping club at Indiana University. So I got a... That's the first obvious question. What's a sweet young lady like you doing hanging around with all those bees?
Well, thanks so much for having me. I just was fascinated by the insects. They're amazing social creatures and very fascinating. And I really caught on to what we call bee fever and the hobbyist space with beekeeping, and just grew my passion over time into the business and where we're at today.
So where is beekeeping today? You hear all of these stories, Ellie, about the bees being killed off by pesticides from Monsanto, by global warming or climate change, by any number. The population of bees in our country and in the world has been cut in half, according to some estimates. Is that true? Where do we come in? What's the real story here from your perspective?
Yeah, great question. So commercial beekeeping is no different than other livestock animals, in that if there's health problems where the beekeepers are just pouring more money, more time, more resources into keeping the hives alive. So we'll definitely have honeybees for decades, years to come, because they're so important for about a third of the food we eat through pollination.
All right, interrupt you for a sec, because there's an educational process that goes with that. You know, not enough children in our public school system learning about the food system the ecology of it, how it happens. So just humor me for a minute. When it comes to what you and I both know about this, you know, you hear me talking about the program that's dedicated to farmers, farmer businesses, the locavore movement. But there are a lot of people who don't know the process, unfortunately. Schools are not doing a good job in chemistry or botany or biology of teaching us how the food system works. So if you don't mind, even though it's simple B 101 stuff, how is it the bee works to provide us with as much as it does, being the small creatures they are?
Yeah, so beekeepers are actually shipping their hives around to different growers who pay beekeepers rental fees to pollinate their crop. So this is the first step in the input chain for growing a food supply. The food actually has to be pollinated to produce a fruit. So bees, because they love pollen and nectar that they get from flowers to make honey as their food source, end up pollinating food for humans and are really efficient at it. So we've developed alongside them, and this has allowed us to grow crops that need insect pollination across a long period.
Which is, yeah, and it's pretty much most every flowering fruit, whether it's squash, corn, the berries, you name it, we need the bees. And so that's sort of a focus here. I'm going to get more into the nitty-gritty of how the Bee Corporation works. Been around for a few years with Ellie Sims. Ideas for you on the American Family Farmer at 28 past the hour.
Oh, my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Hey guys, good news! The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/play. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/play. That's forhims.com/play for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/play.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT Line Turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee voted along party lines to advance a resolution to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for not complying with a subpoena. The resolution passed after more than 6 hours of debate. It could receive a vote on the House floor in the coming weeks. The contempt citation is expected to trigger a lengthy court battle if it passes the House. It came after President Trump exerted executive privilege to block the release of the full, unredacted Mueller report. Texas Democrat Veronica Escobar.
There's so many efforts to prevent us from getting to the full truth.
Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson.
Moving today to hold the AG in contempt is not only premature, unprecedented, and unwarranted. Frankly, it is shameful.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm one. Ellie Sims is one. She's here with us to offer some ideas and help and understanding of how extremely important the bees are. So you have a love for beekeeping. You start the club. You were given the Rising Star Award at an annual event. I don't know much about Tech Point. What was the reason that you got the award?
Well, they nominated a fantastic group of young entrepreneurs in the tech space, and there was nominations from all over the state. It's an Indiana state-based award, and I was fortunate enough to be selected by the judges as the winner last year, so it's very exciting award and event for our whole team, really.
Well, it points to the importance of the new world order that we're in, technology, and how, in this circumstance, it looks like you, since you founded the company, have been able to use analytics to help growers make sure that the bees are doing their job, or somehow or other, I'm guessing, I don't know, that's why I want you to explain how this works, how they properly live and where their best chances of survival are, the food sources they have. Is that kind of what you're doing?
Yes, yeah. So we actually take infrared images of the beehives, and through that we calculate the size of the colony inside the hive. So this replaces manual inspections that growers and beekeepers do to try to value the actual price of the pollination contracts. Mm-hmm. So we're replacing that process and making it more efficient, more accurate, and data-based, so you don't have human error affecting something like somebody's full income.
All right, well, human error is one thing. Human action that is dangerous to the health and well-being of these animals and therefore us is another thing. And I'm not sure that some of the people who do what they do give a damn as to the impact it has on bees or what they do. I just think that, you know, there are some people that are myopic. They see it one way, and our way is to sell as much product as we can, let everybody else fend for themselves. Not going over so well when you see the impact of, again, I made reference to Monsanto, but we pretty much all of us know that there are products around, and they're not the only bad guys, but they are probably the biggest bad guy, that create things that are not good for bees in this circumstance. And when it's not good for bees, not good for the consumption of good food. Yes, am I using my own analytics correctly?
Yeah, I think that these companies, they're trying to move forward as well. The way it's been explained to me by them is it doesn't make sense for them to create products that harm an additional important input for their growers. So we're actually interested in trying to use our data and our measurement tool to help them understand the impact on insect populations of their products earlier in their R&D chain, so that together we can create products that we need to grow food, that is pesticides, fertilizers, while also preserving this important input in honeybees.
Are you making the initiative, or are they, or is it collaboration?
It's been interesting. So some of the companies have reached out to us inbound. Some of them we've met through ag conferences and networking events. And this is down the line, but we've been talking to them about using this down the line while we're still laser focused on using our technology to help the growers and the beekeepers directly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to start someplace. And in order of speaking, I think, you know, when you think about the threats posed by one of the things that we have in New England, especially this year, maybe we can talk about some of the specifics and how they're being dealt with. There's so much moisture in the Midwest and in the Northeast this year. Bees, I'm told, are going to be affected by fungus and bad bacteria and that sort of thing that seem to be worse when the weather is wet like this. Is that true? Do you have to, beekeepers having to do different things, and are you following that with your technology? Health problems with bees, yeah.
Yeah, so directly we're mostly helping just the exchange of pollination and helping with measuring that pollination value. But absolutely, health is a very important thing, particularly you're mentioning, you know, a wet season. The bees do regulate temperature and humidity inside the hive, but a lot of beekeepers will do things like make sure their hives are tilted so rainwater washes out. There's an important management tools that they use. We found that the way we can be best helpful with technology is not actually helping monitor health, but helping beekeepers and growers have more data to actually exchange their services with. We found that is a really important area to integrate technology into this ag space.
Is it thebeecorp.com or thebeecorp.net? I've been going, looking around. If you go to your website, you see these bees. You expect to see there. But can you find, is it bcorp.com? I want to make sure I'm giving people the right place to go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
the whole idea here. And I think that's one of the things that I respect about you and what I like about America is that you can't start things like this. I was talking earlier on my Monday through Friday, my regular morning program, about a lady who was homeless, and she came up with a way to use CBD oils in various cosmetics, and how that created a business. And in this circumstance, you've done something that nobody else obviously thought of doing, which is, you know, right, you've created something. But how do you make money? I guess that's my question, getting down to the brass tacks here. How do you make this company pay off?
Yeah, so right now we are working directly with growers, and particularly we did paid pilots in the almond space. So growers are paying us to do these hive inspections for them with our infrared technology. And it's not a new cost item for them. They've already been paying third-party inspectors. We're just an alternative resource for making sure the hives that show up are strong enough to pollinate the crop. But we'll be piloting with commercial beekeepers later this year as well because we found some interest on their side. But currently we're charging the growers directly.
Mm-hmm. So we were talking about the benefits, the pollination benefits. What about the honey? There's a side benefit. I don't know if it's a side benefit. For me, I have honey every day, and I make sure that it's good local honey because I found out through talking to somebody that is sort of related to what you're doing that getting honey, if it's not from your own local area, it may taste good, maybe good in a cup of tea or something, but it doesn't do you really any good because the bees have seen, this is how so fascinating nature is, how the bees take in all of the benefits of whatever is around. Like, I have horrible allergies to the things. That's awful on the farm, but it just, that's the way it is. I have developed and get worse over the years. And when I have bee honey that comes from the hives right around here, it mitigates a lot of, not all of it, but a lot of my symptoms. What do you say to that?
Yeah. I don't have a science paper or anything you can quote on this, but I've tried it myself. And
you have a smile in your voice, so yeah, I know you know what I'm talking about.
I've done it myself. You could also take pollen supplements from your local area. Some beekeepers will sell that, but I don't know scientifically if it's proven, but hey, if it's a placebo still works. So I've done it myself as well to get used to allergies in new areas I've lived.
Well, I find that science isn't all it's cracked up to be, even though you're a scientist. I think there are a lot of things that science does that are disproven pretty quickly after, oh, okay, this guy over here says, yep, that's it. And then somebody else over here will disprove it. And I found a lot of times it depends on who's paying for the study as to what the outcome is going to be. So I think the best proof scientifically is what you have as a result personally, or I do. That's the science I need. I don't need some guy in a lab coat someplace to tell me, oh, this is what this. That's nonsense. Try it yourself and see if we aren't telling you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Conversation continues in a moment as we sort of wrap ourselves around what Ellie Sims is doing, CEO of the B Corp. You can go to bcorp.com to see. Maybe you need some help on your farm. Maybe you're having a hard time getting things pollinated, so this may be a place to go. Let me help you. I'm going to send you to a place right now, another website called toploss.com for a special Mother's Day deal. As I understand, this could be touchy stuff, and you got to deal with your mother the right way, and you don't want to insult her and say, Mom's going to, you get her a 90-day supply or 120-day supply of Calitrin to help her lose weight and keep the weight off. She's going to say, so you think I'm fat, huh? No, Mom, you're beautiful. We want to keep you beautiful. See, that's the argument. For this, you are beautiful, and we want to keep you beautiful, and that's what Calitrin does. It's the healthiest choice, and you know that when I talk about a product on this program, it's all about your health and well-being. So let's work on all of those things, thinking about health. Here's your Mother's Day special, $30 off 120-day supply, plus one bottle free. That's what you get when you use the DJV code at toploss.com, plus they'll give you free shipping. So the Mother's Day special for Mom, help her lose weight, keep her beauty, keep it off, Calitrin, $30 off 120-day supply, free shipping, and a bottle free. Get it at toploss.com right now while you're thinking about it, and check the box for promotions, the DJV box.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Kelly Sims from the Bee Corporation. It's an agricultural data analytics startup. This young lady, along with some of her friends, have put together a program that helps a lot of people who are trying to protect the bees, use the bees, have bees be effective. I wonder how you're impacted by some of the things that farmers are being impacted by. That is the, we were talking about the water levels and the weather and stuff. But what about all the trade debates and the tariffs? And are you immune from all of that? Or are you like most everybody else that's connected to the industry affected or wondering? How much of that has to be a part of your thinking?
Yeah, well, anything that affects our growers affects us. That every single factor comes into what they can spend on inputs. So absolutely we're affected. I mentioned we're in the almond space working with growers. They've been affected by the tariffs, absolutely. And so any service providers or input providers, even if our products are not affected by tariffs, if our customers are affected, it changes how we do business as well.
Mm-hmm. I think you could go into some of these huge orchards that are all around the country. We have some wonderful apple and pear orchards here in the Northeast, but I look around and travel a great deal, fortunately, and I see acres and acres and acres of all kinds of especially this time of year when the buds are out and you see the bees everywhere, and it's kind of romantic,
mm-hmm.
you know, isn't it? I mean, really, it's kind of sweet and romantic. See them buzzing around and doing their thing, and people who don't know anybody say, "Oh, I'm scared of bees." No, nothing to be afraid of, right?
An almond grower would tell you that's the best sound they've ever heard.
Yeah, it sure is. I agree. The best sound you can hear in the cornfield, too, is spoken from someone who's had experience in the cornfield. Ellie, thank you. Good luck to you and your company. Thanks for the service. Thanks for the info. Ellie Sims, check out thebeecorp.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Nilbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or Donna Garland at yahoo.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Let's get back to our discussion about what's going on the farm. Okay, springtime, and I am confronted with a problem I'm going to share with you because this is my time, my thoughts, if you will. Oftentimes my comments are gained, I glean them from my own experiences, and then I try to mix them, some of my ideas and my opinions with collective copies of information about things like woodchucks. Woodchucks. Remember that old silly... How much wood could a woodchuck chuck? If a woodchuck could chuck wood? Well, I have some thoughts on woodchucks, and I don't think... Well, maybe you'll like them or maybe you won't. Stand by for those right after this.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper. the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
So the ideas that I have in my mind are based on me going onto a field yesterday, which has 48 woodchuck holes. I counted them last year when I was mowing the field. This is a field I've been working probably 25, 30 years, maybe longer than that. And it has geese, and they're a pain. I planted alfalfa in this field. And the geese have destroyed the alfalfa content of the field. And now the woodchucks have invaded, and there are no other fields. There are four fields on this farm, and there's only this one where the woodchucks are. I mean, there are a few here and there in the other fields, but not like this. Year before last, there were 20-some-odd. Last year when I mowed it, I counted 48. And it really raises hell with the machines, and it's not good for anything. So, excuse me, I'm thinking about what to do. Get a dog? Here's the suggestion. This is for everybody who's got woodchuck problems. This is what I've come up with so far. Block all the entrances and drop in cartridges of lethal gas like cyanide. Okay? Some people recommend ammonia. Also, people have recommended pouring gasoline down the hole and lighting it on fire. Other people say get a dog to chase the woodchucks away. I don't think that works, never has. Pour molasses around each of their entrances. Apparently woodchucks don't appreciate sticky bellies. Reapply it after it rains and they'll go away. That's an interesting thought. And it's not harmful to anything. The woodchucks just go away. I don't know where they're going to go. They'll go to another field. Maybe that's not such a good idea. Some of the farmers are putting poly tree netting around the holes to entangle them, like one of the sea turtles that you see wrapped up in that stuff on television. Other people say put up pinwheels. And then there are those who say capture them in a humane trap. Put the trap in deep water, sometimes called a failed swimming test. That's kind of cruel, but it is what it is. Let's see here. There are those who say put shavings of Irish Spring soap around the hole. It works with a lot of species, deer and rabbits, so probably work for woodchucks as well. There are some people who contact pest control specialists, but there are those in suburban areas like mine. They don't know anything about woodchucks. They know how to get rid of mice and rats and other stuff like that. But getting rid of woodchucks, even though maybe a specialty, but it's not unlike getting rid of rats in a sense. Some people have elaborate solutions, but one thing for sure, then people just shoot them. I don't like doing that for some reason or another. I kind of think they're cute, but they are a pain. So a few ideas on what to do with woodchucks as we start our spring here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Check out AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.